Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 36 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
If we want to keep it open, we need to go ahead and move forward with the year plan.
Officials in Moorhead are looking for ways to save the Kentucky Folk Arts Center.
A Moorhead woman died in a car crash yesterday in Virginia.
Kentucky power officials say a planned aluminum mill at East Park is on track.
A Moorhead lawmaker won't support a push for charter school funding.
Carter County is trying a new technique for road stabilization.
In sports, Moorhead State's volleyball team heads to the OVC tournament.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 25 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Moorhead woman was killed in Virginia yesterday. According to the Bristol Herald Courier, 52-year-old Tammy Boyd was a passenger in a car traveling south on Route 23 when it attempted to make a left turn at the intersection with Route 871. The vehicle pulled into the path of a southbound pickup truck. The driver of the car was transported to Holston Valley Hospital for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Boyd died at the scene. Virginia State Police say neither Boyd nor the car's driver were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the pickup truck, a 35-year-old woman from Clintwood, Virginia, was transported to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. She was wearing a seatbelt. Virginia State Police Master Trooper J.E. Day Jr. is investigating the crash. He says charges are pending.
Officials with the City of Moorhead and Moorhead State University are discussing ways to keep the Kentucky Folk Arts Center funded. The center lost $200,000 in state appropriations this year. Additionally, MSU is wrestling with its own budget problems. Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent spoke during last night's City Council meeting.
The agreement right now as it stands is between the county, the city, and tourism to each contribute $25,000 for the next year to keep it going so they can have basically a shoestring operation, but the $25,000 from each one of our entities allows them to do a few more things.
Trent says the plan would keep the center in Moorhead and in operation for a year. At the end of that year, officials would discuss further funding options. The mayor says a long-term plan is not viable due to variables that cannot be predicted.
Brady Industries is on track to have a $30 million power line project built for its upcoming aluminum mill in East Park. Brady signed a letter of commitment for Kentucky Power for pre-construction work on the power line several months ago. The power company recently received a conditional certificate to begin work on the power lines and create a substation for the mill. KP Corporate Communications Manager Allison Barker says massive mills like Brady's don't typically come to Kentucky, which is why the process may seem a bit complicated.
Well, it's not every day that a major plant like Brady Aluminum Mill is being built in Eastern Kentucky. It is not uncommon for the Public Service Commission to ask for a letter of commitment when you have a big project like this. This is $22.4 million to build this transmission line.
Barker says it's typical for power companies to contact the Public Service Commission for approval to build new power lines, especially when those lines are going towards powering large aluminum mills.
An East Kentucky lawmaker says he will not support the state education commissioner's call for a funding mechanism for charter schools. Commissioner Wayne Lewis said Friday that he will ask the 2019 General Assembly to create a funding mechanism or process for charter schools. He wants to seek funding to follow students to whichever school they attend. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins says he intends to continue pushing for legislation that will promote public schools.
To make sure that public education is not moved toward charter schools, but we keep our public schools as public schools. So in the position of the minority, you become kind of that loyal opposition where you are standing and trying to defend legislation that you don't believe is good for Kentucky, like charter school legislation that I believe is bad for Kentucky.
Adkins was unopposed for his seat in the House this year. He is holding an event tomorrow afternoon in Moorhead, where it is expected that he will announce his run for governor.
Carter County is experimenting with a new technique to help repair and maintain county roads. Road crews have been using a rented road hog machine to help with soil stabilization. Judge Executive Mike Malone says the process creates a harder surface for asphalt at a fraction of the cost.
It tears up an asphalt road kind of like they do when they're grinding up interstate, only don't put it in a hopper. It mixes it in with the soil underneath, and a new treatment that changes the properties of clay soil to where it will no longer absorb water. It mixes in with that.
Malone says if the new process is successful after 6 months, he hopes the fiscal court will consider purchasing the equipment to treat all Carter County roads.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was in Frankfort to speak on a wide range of topics this past Friday. He focused on the midterm election last week. McConnell says that when Americans vote, they want leaders that can find a specific belief that they agree on and go from there.
What are the American people saying when they elect divided government? I think they're saying, why don't you look for the things you can agree on and do those? And so I don't start with the notion that this will be an unproductive 2-year period.
McConnell says Americans will have to come together to try to make progress for the country.
KNN's Haley Hansen discusses the latest in a series of abortion-related legal battles in Kentucky.
Lawyers for the state's only remaining abortion clinic, EMW Women's Center in Louisville, argue a new state law banning second trimester abortions is unconstitutional. Bevin's administration, however, calls the procedure a, quote, gruesome form of abortion. A federal judge suspended enforcement of the law pending the outcome of this trial. Over the past 2 years, Republicans have pushed through laws putting conditions on abortions, two of which have been struck down in court. I'm Haley Hansen.
A federal judge has ruled that a Kentucky school district is discriminating against boys by only allowing girls to play basketball at more than one grade level. The Lexington Herald Leader reports U.S. District Judge Karen Caldwell said Friday that Laurel County schools need to change or end its play-up, stay-up policy. An October lawsuit by Laurel Commonwealth's attorney and parent, Jackie Steele, says that the policy violates Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination in a federally assisted educational activity. It says Steele's son wanted to play for more than one grade level's basketball team, but the district only allowed girls to do so. Laurel County Schools attorney Larry Bryson said that was because there weren't enough girl players. Bryson says the board will discuss the judge's order this week.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Some parishioners will now carry weapons into a historically black Kentucky church visited by a white gunman before police say he killed 2 black people at a grocery store. The First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown has asked church members with law enforcement or security backgrounds to carry guns to services and Bible studies. So far, 7 parishioners have been identified to take on the responsibility. Reverend Kevin Nielsen tells WDRB-TV the church also has increased security in other ways. Gregory Bush is charged with first-degree murder in the slayings at a Louisville-area Kroger last month. Police say he was seen on surveillance video trying to enter the church minutes before the attack. Police Chief Sam Rogers told the congregation that he believes the shooting was racially motivated.
A federal judge has ruled that Boyd County Animal Control Officer Paul Hilton says he and deputies executed a search warrant Thursday on Bolts Fork due to several reports from neighbors stating that his animals were looking like they were in bad shape. Dozens of malnourished horses and mules were taken from the 300-acre property. Officials seized the animals Thursday and continued Friday with the help of rescue groups and neighbors with horse trailers. Neighbor Lisa Dooley believes this is a case where the man who owns the horses got in over his head.
It's just important that they're homed and healthy. Make sure you don't ever get overrun by animals. And if you can't take care of them, call someone that can help you.
Dooley is keeping several of the horses in her barn for now. The horses will have to be placed in foster care.
A Detroit man is behind bars after being caught with fentanyl in Lexington. WKYT reports Jerry Thimes was arrested yesterday morning at the Winchester Road exit on I-75. Police say the canine unit was able to locate roughly 100 grams of fentanyl hidden inside a sock located within some luggage. Thimes told police he was paid $50 to bring the fentanyl into Lexington. He's charged with possession of a controlled substance, drug trafficking, and importing fentanyl.
A Powell County couple was taken to jail after police say they found their children living in poor conditions. WYMT reports authorities say Diana and Jesse Patrick's home was found in terrible condition. They report they found a 5-gallon bucket filled with human waste. The couple is being charged with endangering the welfare of a minor. Jesse Patrick is also facing drug charges.
A Lexington man called police on Monday night saying he'd been shot. According to WKYT, police responded to a shooting victim who says he was shot at the Outback Steakhouse on West Triverton Way. When officers arrived, the man had a gunshot wound to his arm. He was taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. At this time, there's no suspect. The shooting is still under investigation.
The 9th annual Masters Spelling Bee is taking place in Moorhead later this month. The Spelling Bee will take place at Coffee Tree Books on November 16th at 6 p.m. Spellcaster and one of the owners of Coffee Tree Books, Grant Alden, says the event will raise money for a good cause.
We don't care that you win. We just care that you donate money to Round County Christmas and show up and play, because playing is the fun part. This is the 9th year we've done this. The first year we did it sort of as a, I don't know, just to be clever and quaint and see what would happen, and people enjoyed it. We've dropped the age requirements to 12 and up so that high school kids and other adventurers can play.
Alden says a $5 entry fee is required to participate, along with the courage to spell on live radio. All proceeds from the event will be donated to Rowan County Storybook Christmas.
Two economic development grants totaling nearly $110,000 have been awarded to projects in Martin and Johnson counties. Both grants are funded through the Kentucky Power Economic Development Growth Grants. The Big Sandy Regional Airport in Debron, Kentucky, has received $64,000 to conduct a feasibility study for the construction of a 10,000-foot runway. An additional $45,000 grant will support the Johnson County Pathway to Economic Development Program. Funds for the project will be used to equip students with resources such as computers, as well as create economic development classes. Kentucky Power has invested nearly $6 million in economic development projects in eastern Kentucky in recent years through the KPEGG and other grant programs.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 26 degrees. Wednesday, some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon, highs around 39 degrees. On Wednesday night, rain showers in the evening will evolve into a more steady rain overnight. Snow or sleet may mix in. Lows around 32, chance of rain to 100%, rainfall near a half an inch. On Thursday, rain likely, highs around 41, chance of rain to 100%, rainfall around a quarter of an inch. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, Lexington, Winchester, and Inez, it is 36 degrees. In Ashland, 38 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's currently 36 degrees.
On our feature segment today, according to the State Department of Health and Human Resources, a crisis in West Virginia has led to a drastic shortage of foster homes. Dan Hyman tells one family's story.
The drug crisis means West Virginia is in desperate need of foster families, people like Crystal Smith and her husband. The State Department of Health and Human Resources says the number of children taken into state custody has risen by nearly half in the last 3 years, almost all because one or both of the parents are addicted to drugs. Smith says in the last decade they've taken in 30 children. She describes being a foster parent as an emotional roller coaster.
Your heart breaks. But you have to do it. Those kids in that moment when their world is completely ripped apart, they need somebody to be strong for them. They need to feel safe. They need to feel loved. They need to feel like they're worth something.
According to DHHR, the state now leads the nation in the rate of children removed from homes. The department says there is a drastic shortage of foster families. Placements are arranged through agencies like Mission West Virginia. Smith says she and her husband didn't set out to foster so many children, but they adopted the motto that there's always room for one more. She says in one case, they took in a child from a mother who had other children.
Every time she had a child, we took that child in so the kids could be raised as a sibling group. And if I can help out just one more, or our family can help one more child, then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
She says they've adopted 5 of the foster kids and made other changes, like buying a 12-passenger van. Smith says at Christmas, her living room looks like Toys R Us exploded. She says a lot of people assume foster children are bound to cause trouble, but in her experience, it isn't true.
Probably 98% of them are not in foster care for something that they've done. They're in a situation that they did not ask for because of bad choices that their parents have made.
For the West Virginia News Service, I'm Dan Hyman.
It's 4:46 and 36 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Morehead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Morehead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Morehead.
It's in game for the Volleyball Eagles. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The 20-9 Morehead State Volleyball Eagles are preparing to start tournament play. Morehead takes on Southeast Missouri this Thursday to start the OVC tournament. The Eagles, who have won 3 of their last 5 games, have already beaten SEMO this year and will be traveling to Clarksville, Tennessee Thursday after spending the last 3 matchups at home. Morehead coach Jamie Gordon says that the Eagles might have a shot at the finals.
We've got 8 teams that qualify out of the 12 in the conference. So we secured the number 3 seed, and we'll play Thursday. And then the winners of the quarterfinal matches will head into Friday. We have a semifinal match. If we were to win, and we would wind up playing the winner of Tennessee Martin and Murray State. And then the finals will be held noon Central Time on Saturday. So if we can get a run of 3 good matches in a row, we'll have a shot at doing something special.
First round action Thursday starts at noon. The Morehead State Women's Basketball Eagles are gearing up to take on Valparaiso as the Eagles host the Vinewood Farm Classic. The 2-0 Eagles are coming fresh off an 84-69 victory over Gardner-Webb on Sunday. The Eagles have the week to prepare for the Classic, where they will take on 3 teams in 3 days, starting with Valpo on Friday, Chicago State on Saturday, and then wrapping it up with a Sunday matchup against St. Francis Brooklyn. Eagles coach Greg Todd says that this week is all about preparation.
We're going to actually have a practice tomorrow. Didn't want to, with the day off, we're going to choose Tuesday as our day off, but we feel like tomorrow we're going to get some shots up, probably do a pool workout, and watch some film of these 2 games, watch good and bad of where we are, and take a look at that. And then Wednesday, have a good solid practice. Thursday, kind of not a complete walkthrough, but less on their legs. And then got a lot of action those next 4 games in 5 days.
The Lady Eagles start play on Friday against Valpo at 6:35 p.m. The Morehead State Men's Basketball Eagles are traveling to the West Coast to finish the 2K Empire Classic. The Eagles will have 2 games this weekend to wrap up play in the Classic with Missouri-Kansas City on Friday, and then they will face either Green Bay or Eastern Washington on Saturday. Morehead coach Preston Spradlin said after a tough 84-70 loss to Syracuse that the key to the Eagles' future success is in their ability to drown out the noise.
No, you're right. I tell you, I'm real proud of my kids. They just, I said this the other night at the UConn game, something that we preach to them that's really hard for them to do is, like, you don't look at the score. You don't worry about the crowd. You don't look at the time. You know, you just play. You worry about possession by possession, you know, defending, talking, trying to rebound and dive for loose balls and executing offensively. And I'm real proud of them because our guys feel like they can play with anybody. And I think they proved tonight that they can. That's a really good Syracuse team. They're ranked number 16 in the country for a reason. You know, they returned 90% of their scoring from last year. So, you know, Coach Boeheim doesn't give up 70 points to too many teams with that zone. So I'm proud of our guys.
Morehead is averaging just over 80 points a game. The 1-2 Eagles tip off Friday in Washington at 5:35. College basketball analyst Jay Bilas believes players will be eventually paid and tells Podcast One Sports now that he is not sure top players will forego a year on the big stage in college to play in the NBA's developmental league. He joins co-host Jim Litke and Tim Dahlberg to discuss the opening of the college season and what he sees as the outlook for college basketball in the future. He said once players start getting money for their likeness and images, it won't be long before there will be good paydays in college. The 3-7 Morehead State football Eagles are wrapping up their season this week. Morehead is coming off a 63-20 loss to Dayton over the weekend and are currently on a 3-game losing streak as they head into Saturday's matchup at home against Drake to finish out the season. To add another level to the game this Saturday, it's also senior night at Jane Stadium. Morehead coach Rob Tenyer says that this weekend's game will likely be an offensive challenge for the Eagles, but the weight of the game may help his team.
Drake is really strong on defense, really strong. Matter of fact, they're probably, I think, top, you know, one or two defense in the conference. So we'll have our hands full next week with them and their preparation, and they've got great coaches. And Rick and I worked together in Danville for a while, and he's a great coach, done a great job, and you know, it'll be, yeah, we'll have hopefully a little extra momentum, you know, being senior day, being last game of the year, last time seniors get to play in James Stadium, that type of stuff. I expect a great crowd, and hopefully it'll be a great day for us.
The last time the Eagles and the Bulldogs battled was in 2016. Kickoff is at 1:05 on Saturday. And lastly in sports, Hugh Jackson needed only a few weeks to land another job. The Bengals hired Jackson today as a special assistant to head coach Marvin Lewis as he tries to resurrect Cincinnati's historically bad defense. Lewis was fired by the Cleveland Browns last month after he won only 3 games in 3 seasons as head coach. As soon as Cleveland let him go, the Bengals started showing an interest in Jackson, who will begin his third stint with the team. The Bengals haven't won a playoff game since the 1990 season, the 6th longest streak of postseason futility in NFL history. Lewis is 0-7 in the playoffs, the worst coaching mark in league history. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will have a senior celebration for their final home game of the season, hosting Drake on Saturday. Kickoff is 1:05 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell in volatile trading, failing to regain their footing after suffering steep losses in the previous session, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 100.69 at 25,286.49. The S&P 500 was down 4.04 at 2722.18. The NASDAQ Composite managed to eke out a very small gain as it was up less than 0.1% at 7200.88. Session highs today, the S&P 500 was actually up 1%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.6%, and the major indices hit these session highs after White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow confirmed reports of renewed talks between the U.S. and China on trade. Energy was particularly hard hit today as crude prices fell to their lowest levels of the year. And the S&P 500 technology sector, after being under pressure yesterday, managed a small gain today, finishing up 0.1%. And in particular, your chip stocks were strong today, with NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices rising 5.2% and 3.1% respectively. Crude sharp decline pushed energy stocks lower across the board. Halliburton and Marathon Oil were among the worst performers in the sector, falling more than 4.5% each. And oil itself finished down 8% today. West Texas Intermediate did at $55.27 a barrel. Gold was down 90 cents at $1,202.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up somewhat today, with the Stock 600 index up 0.7%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Shanghai Composite up almost 1%, while the Nikkei finished down 2%. And among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Intel and American Express, while the worst performers were ExxonMobil and Boeing. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Advanced Auto Parts and GE, while the worst performers were Coty and Tyson Foods. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp up 76 cents at 53.68, Marathon Petroleum down $1.70 at 64.20, AK Steel up 11 cents at 3.71, Humana down 3.46 at 3.34.19, Dollar General down 42 cents at 1.15.34, and Delta Airlines was up 13 cents to finish at 56.83. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from National Y. This is Bud Luke from National.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 26 degrees. Wednesday, some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon, highs around 39 degrees. Wednesday night, rain showers in the evening will evolve into a more steady rain overnight. Snow or sleet may mix in, lows around 32, chance of rain at 100%, rainfall near a half an inch. On Thursday, rain likely, highs around 41 degrees, chance of rain at 100%, rainfall around a quarter of an inch. And the listening area temperatures in Flemingsburg, Lexington, Winchester, and Inez, it is 36 degrees. In Ashland, 38 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's currently 36 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in our region, the Advisory Council for Adult Education is seeking donations of new books for a storybook Christmas. Books may be left at various locations in the Moorhead community throughout November, including the MSPR studios. Contact the MSU Adult Learning Center for more information at 783-2871.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music will host a community square dance at the Rowan County Arts Center from 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, November 14th. Admission is $3 and free to students. Enjoy live music and beginner-friendly. All ages and ability levels are welcome.
Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead will host a book signing with author Charles Dodd White, signing copies of his new book, In the House of Wilderness. The event takes place from 7 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, November 15th.
The MSU Black Gospel Ensemble will present their fall concert at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, November 16th. The concert takes place in the Duncan Recital Hall inside the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. Admission is free and the community is invited.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents the best Christmas pageant ever, Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, November 18th at 3 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for children. Tickets and more information at 859-498-6264.
The Montgomery County Homemakers Bazaar and Vendor Fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 17th at the Montgomery County Extension Education Center, located on Locust Street in Mount Sterling. Arts and crafts, homemade decorations, concessions, dance demonstrations, and pictures with Santa Claus. Admission is free.
Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead will host the 9th annual Master Spelling Bee at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 16th. Open to everyone 12 years of age and older. Entry fee is $5. Prizes awarded to the top spellers. Donations will benefit the Rowan County Storybook Christmas. More information by calling 784-8364. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Shaw Marie Mosley, Naya Andweza, Brian Courtney, Chanasty Davis, Haley Sidham, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Joe Lewis, and Kyle Blankenbuehler. KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from West Virginia News Connections' Dan Hyman. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.